Louise, tell us, what does your photograph show?
Okay, so the photo that I chose isn't one that I specifically chose in response to one of the 8 questions. It does, however, probably relate the most to question number 5, is there anything you really like or hate about the Piazza? I just chose it because it was one of the last photos that I took of the space, and it probably, for me, it had the most meaning on a personal level. So this picture is a picture of the Queen of Spades, a card, which I found in the smoker's corner, whatever you want to call it, right under the bench, hidden away. So we hadn't gone there initially, so I had to go under and see what was there. And besides there being a lot of rubble, I found this card. And then the significance, or the card had significance to me for various reasons. Firstly, my experience of the place, I had sort of, there's good and bad. I don't think it's all bad or it's all good. But what I did find as I was taking photos, I was very aware of the amount of surveillance in terms of the way the building and the external area is structured. The way it's structured, you're almost sort of not forced, but you're sort of forced to kind of go in at certain points into that food hall area. And then I took a number of photos from the top. I went up some stairs sort of overlooking the piazza, and then I realized that it really doesn't matter where you stand or where you are always sort of a subject of some sort of observation. So this queen sort of represented to me something that was away from this observation. It's something that's being discarded, but she's sort of hiding from view of everyone else. And then the other thing that I found quite significant in terms of the card, I had this assumption that when I went to the place, walking into the space, seeing how people were working and were always on their phones, even if they were in a group or on their own, they're always involved on their, you know, on their mobile phones or tablets, etc. And I was actually quite surprised when I found this card, because it was something that I didn't expect. It was something that is, again, that has been around for, you know, centuries, or that doesn't require any sort of digital device, but it symbolizes, you know, it's something that you can play on your own. You could play solitaire, but it's something that you play in a group. So I found that quite fascinating, this sort of, I saw it as sort of like this old artifact or something from the past. I just wasn't expecting to find that. At the same time, on the negative side, the dislike, it also represents to me how once the purpose has been served, everything seems to just be discarded in the place. So I took another picture of some of the rubble and the litter in the same area. But this is a card that is almost needed within the pack for the game to be played the same the next time around. And now, because it's sort of just discarded, I felt it was, it had interesting significance to me. I thought the game, if those same group of people or different group of people came together and had that same pack of cards, the game would never be the same again. I don't know. So I wasn't expecting to find the card there. But apparently that's something that's played there quite often. So it was a newcomer. It was interesting to me to see that.
It's interesting when you were talking about the idea of being surveyed while you're there, being watched by, one assumes, some kind of authority figure, somebody who has power. Well, she probably does. Yeah, this person of power in a powerful position is now hidden away, just like the people who are looking at you. Perhaps you're not even safe underneath when you're crawling underneath the benches. What did you have to do to take this photograph? What did your body have to do to take it?
Initially, just being in that space, I found it very, I didn't enjoy it. Like, okay, I don't know what that's in English. What's saying? My partner in
karaoke.
What? my partner in class. And what was it? The other name?
Jane
E. when we had coffee and we went out the first time, like I say, you feel like you don't even want to go near there. It just looks filthy or whatever. And so it's sort of, actually what's quite interesting, I think, for me, having been gone around the place, it's almost like you become comfortable with it. It becomes, initially it's a bit of a shock, like everything's dirty, I don't want to touch anything. And the more I sort of wandered around the place, the more comfortable I became sort of in the space. And I felt sort of, you know, I could go under the table, but I mean, you had to, like, you've got to go down all fours and literally touch some of the whatever's lying underneath to get the picture. So it's something, yeah, I suppose from a tactile, also smell perspective, those senses, you know, I think this wasn't enjoyable to take the picture. However, I don't see the picture specifically negative, because a lot of the other rubble, the discarded things, seem to, they have no value, it just looks like rubble. Where with this card, the card has got some sort of positive connotation to me as well.
It might not have been thrown down on purpose,
it was presumably accidentally dropped. But it's nice, to me it's sort of a remnant of a social get-together, also that doesn't necessarily always involve, I've got to always be on my phone, blah, 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 and I don't know, I just like it.
Do you think you'll go back there? With your coffee girls?
The coffee wasn't great, but what I did like, I mean, some of the other photos, I know you were saying can't be handing four photos. Surprisingly enough, I found quite a few architectural details there. I don't know if I'd go back specifically for that, but there were some beautiful architectural features even inside the building, if you sort of look around, and even outside, you know, that the steps and, like you said, the brick, the patterns, etc. I don't know if I would particularly just go there for any reason. If the rest of the classmates said, let's go there and get some, maybe not coffee, something else to drink, or sit on the lawn, I think I would go. I didn't find it a bad experience. I found it quite interesting to see. It's very, very different to the rest of the campus that I've experienced lately. Because, I mean, when I came back after such a long time, it felt like nothing had changed yet. It felt like everything was exactly the same, and everything is very, very clean, and everything is manicured and perfect. But when you go into that space, there's some contrast that you find there that I find quite interesting. Like the people and the way they use the space. And I found, like, people felt comfortable to collaborate, and they were working. It wasn't like everyone was just goofing off or whatever. I could see they were working. I mean, I asked the one group of guys who had to get them to sign the form or whatever, can I take a break? And you could see they weren't just, I don't know, goofing off on Facebook or whatever. They were busy with the project, and they were discussing it, and they looked very involved in it. You could see it was something, I don't know what they were studying, but it was something that they were passionate about. And I thought, that's quite nice that they feel comfortable to come to a space where they can do this. But it's like it's a space in which there are a lot of contrast, indoors, outdoors, nature, organic, very hard, structured. Mm. Well, I don't know, it's like a lot of contrast for me, I don't know.
Thank you, Louise. I'm going to ask you to tell us about your memories of that part of campus when you were studying here 2 or 3 years ago.
So the first time that I came to campus, that whole space didn't exist at all. That's now whatever many years ago. That Roper Street used to go right under the right here. It literally cut the campus into two. You know, it was a very busy road, and the only means of sort of getting across it or joining, the only thing joining the campus was this building. That was it. So there wasn't that sort of social area. The social area was more on this side, on the grass and the canteen, and that was, you know, on
here, yeah,
the engineering, down with the sort of the engineering block or building. So when I've noticed that a lot of people have obviously shifted to that space. Mm-hmm. When I was here a few years ago, that whole lawn area was just full of people, students everywhere. And now the couple of times I have been there, it's been quite quiet, except for people going to those little coffee shops, etc. But I find the coffee shops and that experience is completely different to what you find at the Piazza. It's sort of, like I say, there are things that aren't great, you know, the litter and dirty and da da da, but there are a lot of things that I think bring people together, and it's nice to see. I don't know.
Thank you, Louise.
Thank you.